Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau, making a difference with low-cost loans that improve efficiencies in production on the farm with general economic impact. That's the impact of one of the loan packages through the Kentucky Ag Finance Corporation, funded by the Tobacco Master Settlement Agreement.
The Agriculture Infrastructure Loan Program is designed to help farmers engage in agriculture production that may be making some improvements on the farm. And if they got a tobacco history, they'd be eligible half the cost of the project, up to $150,000. If no tobacco history, then they're eligible half the cost of the project, up to $100,000.
Bill McCloskey, Deputy Director of the Governor's Office of Ag Policy, on a recent loan approval.
One was a poultry producer that was making upgrades to their 8 broiler houses in McLean County, so they were approved for $75,000, which is approximately half the cost of those improvements.
Another was for a Barron County dairyman for $100,000 toward a robotic milking system installation.
Robotic milkers are part of the Kentucky agricultural dairy landscape. The Ag Finance Board has to date provided financial assistance through our low-interest loan program to help 3 dairy farmers install robotic milkers, so this represents the 4th project funded with Ag Finance to date.
McCloskey says the quickest way farmers can check into a KAFC loan is with their local farm lender. We'll be right back.
I will take action against herbicide-resistant weeds. I will know my weeds, and I will stop them before they go to seed. I will do whatever it takes to give my crops the upper hand. I will use multiple herbicide sites of action because every action counts. I will take action, this time for all time.
This message brought to you by the Kentucky Soybean Promotion Board, funded by soybean farmers through their checkoff.
We're back with Bill McCloskey, who heads up the Kentucky Ag Finance Corporation and says they too are funded with tobacco settlement funds. And as their loans are paid back, that money is recycled, available for more of their loans of various descriptions, some for veteran and some for beginning farmers.
The application originates with the lender of your choice, and the application process then is submitted to the Ag Finance Corporation and providing funds directly to the lender at 2%. All our loans with lenders are made available at 2%, and the lender adds on 0.75% basically to service the loan, collect the money, and send us our payment. So the funds available to the farmer, it's 2.75% interest.
He reiterated that KAFC does not compete with commercial lenders, but complements their efforts to serve more farmers with lower interest loans. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.